With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Attorney General announces his retirement with plans to step down from the role in August 2027. The Honorable Sam Bolgin is the longest-serving Attorney General across the overseas territories, and the governor says the Judicial and Legal Services Commission will lead a, quote, rigorous and transparent process to identify a new Attorney General, providing time to ensure a, quote, smooth transition in mid-2027. Mr. Bolgin's appointment as Attorney General in 2003 was preceded by 6 years as Solicitor General and earlier service as Crown Counsel and Senior Crown Counsel from 92 to 98. He made King's Counsel in 2004 and also serves as a Justice of the Peace for the Cayman Islands. Money matters dominate Cabinet's August 26th meeting. Cayman leaders confirmed the funding for the Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing, and Infrastructure, the transfer of funds between the Ministries of Youth, Sports, and Culture and Heritage and District Administration and Home Affairs, and the reallocation of appropriations for the Plahi Ministry. The value of budget matters are no longer included in Cabinet minutes, but the figures are expected to be revealed in an upcoming meeting of Parliament. Also at this meeting, Cabinet approved the establishment of a technical working group to continue the technical development of a, quote, coastal setback reference line and refuse an exemption from gainful employment under the Caymanian Protection Act. They also approved the purchase of, quote, various lands by the Ministry of Lands and Infrastructure. You can find the full meeting summary online at gov.ky/publications. In other news, free book readings and crafts are rolling out across Cayman BRAC, part of a push by Caymanian author Dr. Cassandra Scott Salazar to put Cayman's heritage in the hands of local children.
I write storybooks that are about the Caymanian culture and heritage. It is my goal to keep it alive through storytelling and bringing it back to the younger generations, hoping that it will stay there and continually be read to them.
The founder and owner of Cassie's Reads says the location of her first reading was deliberate.
I'm actually utilizing the Heritage House. It encompasses a lot of our heritage. A lot of activities happen here that promote our Caymanian culture and heritage, and I thought it would be fitting to start my readings here with my first storybook I ever published in 2022, which was The ABCs of the Cayman Islands.
Coming sessions are planned for October 3rd at Scott's Dock, November 7th at West End Park, and December 5th at Heritage House. The events are free, and Salazar Scott says she's hoping they spark something bigger.
I hope that this will encourage kids to not only read my books, but also to start maybe writing their own versions from their own families to keep our heritage and culture alive.
Families are asked to bring a blanket. Find out more at CassieReads-CaymanKind.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with David Harper. The far-right Alternative for Germany party has won a decisive victory in elections in the eastern state of Saxony-Anhalt, with almost 44% of the vote, far ahead of its mainstream rivals. But preliminary results show it has fallen short of an outright majority, with difficult negotiations now expected on who will run the state. BBC analysis of Ukrainian government data has found that Kyiv has suffered more daily air raid alerts in recent weeks than at any time since Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022. The funeral of the convicted war criminal Ratko Mladic is taking place in the Serbian capital Belgrade today. The 84-year-old died 2 weeks ago in prison in The Hague. The Israeli Defence Minister Israel Katz has threatened all-out war against the Palestinian Authority if it were to prepare an attack against Israel similar to the one by Hamas on October 7, 2023. Mr. Katz made the comments shortly after a Palestinian man stabbed and wounded an Israeli settler in the occupied West Bank. The Lebanese Health Ministry says that 8 people, including a child and 2 women, have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a residential building in the south of the country. There's been no comment yet from the IDF. Indonesia's main international airport in the capital Jakarta, along with several others across the country, have extended flight suspensions following the recent eruption of the Mount Anak Krakatau volcano. Officials have warned that airborne ash remains present in the region's airspace. Survivors are being pulled from a building which collapsed in the Indian capital Delhi on Sunday, killing at least 7 people. It's not clear how many are still trapped. Some eyewitnesses say up to 50. Hundreds of migrants in Kenya are rushing to process their travel documents. It comes ahead of a deadline set by President William Ruto for foreigners running unregistered small businesses to cease work. Trade officials say some foreigners have exploited visa rules by running small shops or working as street vendors without the required permits. BBC News.